Today's reading places a special emphasis on St. John the Baptist. He is certainly one of the more interesting figures in the sacred scriptures. One might wonder, who would the John the Baptist be today? Well, from the description given in the Gospel, he is certainly not someone in the mainstream. Likely, if we saw him, we would think that he was some kind of a nut. John was what was commonly referred to as an ascetic. This means that he practiced self-denial and deprived himself of the goods of the earth for a clear purpose. Scripture says that he was clothed with camel's hair. He fed on locusts and wild honey. In the later years of his life, John could be seen surrounded by crowds preaching the coming of the Messiah. So who would he be today? Maybe John would be one of those end-of-the-world guys holding up a sign in New York City. However, a closer look reveals that this Advent character is no mentally ill man. John is a very sound mind, but he is centered on an otherworldly goal. John's coming is prophesied in the first reading, which says to us, "A voice cries out in the desert, 'Prepare the way of the Lord.'" John, born miraculously in the womb of an elderly woman, is the forerunner of the Messiah. Elijah has returned in John to announce to Israel that the Messiah has finally come. The difference between an eccentric person or mentally ill and John is clear to see. Saint John has a divine purpose to his asceticism. He is radically poor and lives without comfort as a means to the end. John did so to focus his entire attention on his vocation. He did not want anyone or anything to distract him from the calling given him by his birth. Secondly, John was careful that nothing within him would take the attention off of the Lamb of God, who he was called to point out. The saint, to do this, he had to subdue his pride in order to do this, to point out Christ. Saint John the Baptist is a man bridging the gap between two eras. He is at the same time the last of the Old Testament prophets and the first of the New Testament figures. Now, after Jesus' first coming, we are all called by our baptism to be prophets. We follow John the Baptist in announcing that the kingdom of God is at hand. Each of the baptized make a promise at their baptism, either themselves or through their parents and godparents, to evangelize and to point out to Jesus by an authentic Christian life. Now, there are some among us who are given a special call to be a more profound prophet in the line of St. John the Baptist. These we remember in a special way this year of 2015. Our Holy Father, Pope Francis, last week he opened a special year of grace called the Year of Consecrated Life. The Pope tells us that religious follow the Lord in a special way, in a prophetic way. They make vows of poverty, chastity, and obedience for the kingdom of God. The Pope reminds us that religious should grab people's attention, like John the Baptist and the other prophets. They do this by their joyful sacrifice of the good things of the earth for the kingdom. A religious man or woman gives up family, material possessions, and even their own desires at times for Jesus. This enables them to be able to serve each one of us, to try to do this with an undivided heart. St. John the Baptist is a key figure in our Advent journey. He attracts our attention because he gives up everything to point out Jesus as the Messiah. Each one of us are also called to do this within our state and life. If we put God first in our family, our work, and our lives, this will be a prophetic sign. Others will notice that we are different. Our values are not like others. Our decisions are made from a different perspective. Being a little different is not always a bad thing. The key is to be unique for the right reasons. The Baptists did this. all that he had, was ordered to point out the Savior of the world. May we follow him this Advent in ordering our whole being to Emmanuel, the promised Messiah.